All right. Well, I want to go back to that Gemara Mem Dalet on the Beis. I just want to see if we could try and define the evolution of the Bari Nefashas. So the Gemara, top of the Daf. Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi Mishum Rabbeinu Al Habeya V'Almine Kufra B'Tchila Mavarach Shahakol Upsof Bar Nefashos Rabos Aval Yeraka Lo. So initially they made Bari Nefashos on eggs and meat. And then the Gemara says, Reb Yitzchak Omar Afila Yeraka. And then Reb Yitzchak said, no, even vegetables. Aval Maya Lo. Rav Papa Omar Afila Maya. Okay. Then Mar Zutra Ovid Kirav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, Rav Simi Bar Ashi Ovid Reb Yitzchak v'simanech chad kitrei utrei kechad. Okay, cute little way to remember it. The one with two names holds like the guy with one name. The one with one name holds like the guy with two names. Amar Rav Ashi, ona zimna dechimid dekarna avidna kechulo. That's a very strange statement. I'd love to be able to explain that statement. I mean, Rav Ashi, a curious statement. He says, I, at any time that I remembered, I always do like all of them. What does it mean when he remembers? A funny way to say it.
What's the strange to say he did like all of them? He only did like Rav Papa.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, Rav Ashi is very strange. I wish I could explain that one. Sounds like there's something there. Yeah. I mean, the way we have it, I mean, Tosis, of course, Avig Yechulo, V'achin Anu Noagi Karavashi, Dibim Varchin Basa Mayu, Basa Yeraka, Bari Nefashos Rabos. Okay, fine. But it is interesting, you're right. It's two things interesting about Ravashi. What does it mean, Ana Dachim Edikarno, that when I remember? Yeah, what does it mean, Avig Yechulo? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so the question is, what happened here? What happened here? How do you define the different stages? That's all I like to do. Let's just try to define the stages. So, I saw an interesting Gemara right after this one. It was bothering me, you know, what was the eggs and the meat? And I know, I mean, okay, so you'll tell me, because they learned that Bari Nefashos means chayos. But, okay, that just tells you how the bracha fits. But what's the concept about giving, you know, shevach vodah about those two things? That question still remains. It's nice to tell me how it fits into the bracha, but we have to understand why those two things they decided to give shevach for after you ate them. So interesting Gemara. Right after our Gemara, it says, Amar Rav Yanai. Okay? Amar Rav Yanai. It's one, two, three, four lines up in, when it's still the thin lines. So it says, Amar Rav Yanai, Amar Rav. Kol Shehu Kebeitza, Beitza Tova Mimenu. What does that mean? Kol Shehu Kebeitza, Beitza Tova Mimenu. So Rashi says, Kol Shehu Kebeitza, anything that's a Beitza, Ein lecha min ma'achal, Shir kebeitza, shalotehei beitza tova leguf mimeno. In other words, pick any food in the world and consume a beitza's worth. A beitza itself will be more nutritious, will be better for the body. Okay. And then the Gemara continues. Ki asa rabin amar tava beyasa migulgalta mishita kaisi sulta. He said a roasted egg. That means, look at Rashi. I think it means partially roasted. Migulgalta. Tsluya. Lacha varacha. Shesarfinosa. So it's migulgalta because it starts to spin. Right? We all know a raw egg doesn't spin. But once you roast it to some degree, it will be able to spin. Because it won't entirely be liquid. I'm not exactly sure all the physics there, but somebody who I'm sure has written a thesis on this. But anyhow. So a lightly roasted egg is better than 6 kaisi of soles. Okay? Kaisi, Rashi says, amidos machzigos log. Okay? So an egg is more substantial than quite a serious amount of soles. Kiyasa ravdimi amar tava beyasa migulgalta meshita. He said, a roasted egg is better than 6. Matvita me'arva. Okay, but if it's fully roasted, okay, then it's better than 4 kaisi, Rashi says. All right. And then finally Gemara says, Mivushalta kolshehu, but if it's boiled, like the way we make like a hard boiled egg kind of thing, Mivushalta kolshehu, kibetza, beitza tova heimenu levar mibisra. Okay? That's what it meant. If it's boiled, then beitza tova heimenu. In other words, the Gemara is explaining Rav Yanai's original statement. That's a Zilug Rashi. Mivushalta. Bimayim. Allah Amar Rav Yanai. Kol shu kebeitza, beitza tova mimenu. Levar mebisra. Except for meat. So a kebeitza of meat is equal to the nutrition, it's tova leguf, like a beitza. So, I'm not so interested in the Gemara's nutritional analysis here, but what you see from it here is an important idea, that the Gemara did hold that an egg and meat had a certain important place nutritionally in the diet of a person. So I was wondering if that could help us understand the previous Gemara. Because maybe the Gemara learned like this. Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdin Mimishu Rabbeinu Al Habeya Bal Minei Kufra B'tchila Mavar Shachol Lipsof Bari Nefashas. So initially they held what? That eggs and meat, they have a certain quality, a certain nutritional value, and therefore that gives them a certain chashivas, and therefore it demands a bracha tchila v'saf. Just like the Gemara holds, according to Rav and Shmuel in the Braisa, that it's kemaisa kedera, pas dochen and pas ores. meaning they have a certain chashivas. There's a chashivas of kemaisa kedera, meaning it's soyed. That's a type of chashivas. And that's oriz v'dochan. And that's why Rav and Shmuel held that the Bryce is telling you that they get a bracha tchila v'sof. They get a bari nefashos. And then there's a different kind of chashivas. Not a chashivas that stems from soyed, but a different type of chashivas in the world of achila. Namely, it's tova l'guf. Has a certain nutritional value. So that's the other one that they held you should make a bar nefashos for. So the two categories, what demands a bracha tchila v'sof. There's two kinds, there's a tchila v'sof. It's all, I mean, of course, it's all under one heading of chashivas. There's an achila chashuva demands a bracha tchila v'sof. It's not sufficient just to have the matir before you eat it. You have to have a bracha tchila v'sof. Now there are two categories. You have maisa kedera, that's under the world of the heading of soyed, and now you have a different chashivas, that it's tova l'guf, it's nutritionally superior. Okay? Now the Gemara says, Rav Yitzchak Amar Fili Yaraka, Aval Mayala. So what are Rav Yitzchak called? So Rav Yitzchak, he said, no, you have to add something else. Okay, now, let me just say this. I mean, you know, I did look around. There is a comment by the Tosus Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, and I think also the Ritva, I'm not sure, might have also made a comment about this Gemara. Very, very little. They don't say too much. But I'm going on my own here, okay? I can read you what they say later, afterwards. So I want to say like this. The Rabbi Yitzchak said, Yaraka really means, Yaraka is just a common food. Okay? A common food that was eaten with meals. It represents, you know, it represents all those ochlim that are normally eaten during a meal. That's Yaraka. Salads, you know, vegetables, all these kind of things. So the way I want to learn is like this. Rabbi Yitzchak said what he wanted to add was a different category of chashivas. It's a category of chashivas based on quantity. In other words, he wanted to add that all foods, if you eat a kazayas, that's machayev in a bracha achrona. That's an achila chashuva for a different reason. It's not because of the nature of the ochel, but because of, by virtue of the maisa achil itself. It's a maisa achil chashuva. You ate a kazayas of something. And that demands, that kind of achila demands a bracha tchila of itself as well. Even though perhaps the inherent qualities of the object, of the min, wouldn't demand it. Like a beya of a kufra, and maisa kedera and the like. Okay? That's how I'm learning Rav Yitzchak. But Mayim he excluded. Why? Because Mayim is a whole different thing. Mayim is only considered a hana.
The telephone number you have dialed is temporarily not in service.
Yes, so water is different because water, as we know, you only make a bracha when you do it litzama. It's a conditional thing. It's only in the world of Nenin conditionally. But if you in fact that's the Tosus and the Gemara, I'm sorry, at the very bottom of Mem Dalet Amud Beis. You see it says Vahashosa Mayim Litzama, the last line. Lafuke May Amaravidi Barabin Lafuki Leman Dechankise Umtsa. Okay? So Tosus says, "V'dafka mayim shein lo hana, ki im lishtos mayim litzama, v'hana dechankisei umtza ein zeh nechshav hana." In other words, if you're only drinking the water like to clear your throat to get something stuck, that's, you don't make a bracha. That's exactly why we paskin. Why you don't make a bracha if you would use water just to swallow a pill. But of course, if you drink orange juice to swallow a pill, and that's the rest of this Tosfos, by the way, aval shar mashkim shel olam gaguf nena mehen, b'chol inyan mevarech, v'afil l'cham kisei umtza, ki damrina l'el, v'afagav l'refuah, asi boi bruchi. Yeah, that's the case with the Anigron and Shabbos, the whole thing over there. Okay? So, and that's the way we paskin. That's the way we paskin. Probably the same halacha today good question, like by diet soda. Could be the same thing. Could be a similar, I don't know. Separate question. But anyhow. But water for sure. So that's why he said mayim not. Because mayim really doesn't have the chashivas of a soid or of a a certain nutritional value. It's a conditional thing. The hanah is conditional. So therefore, insofar as the world in nehenin, he held it lacks. It doesn't have a chashivas, and therefore he held that you don't make a bari nefashos. Okay. Now what's the last statement? Now Rav Papa Amar Afilu Maya. And Rav Papa said even mut water. Yeah, so what does Rav Papa hold? Yeah, I'm learning Rav Yitzchak to mean everything but water. Everything but water. Water is the only thing excluded. I'm saying water is excluded going in because it's a conditional nanin. It lacks. Right. It's a conditional nanin. But, you know, for all the importance of water, and clearly it is important, I mean, Tosis himself says that Bari Nefashos Rabos V'Chesronon, that Chesronon, the needs of man, means Mayim and Lechem. But it's interesting, but nevertheless, we're dealing in the category of Nehenin. It's not a bracha on ultimately what lets you live. It's a certain birkas nehenin. And therefore mayim has a low place, low on the totem pole in the world of nehenin. If it really went by need, I mean, mayim should be right up there. I mean, what thing if you take away from a person would you know, cause his demise the quickest? If he couldn't drink. But that's not how birchas nanin. It's a different category. By the way, agavorcha, it's not a kasha, the fact that it's mentioned in the Bari Nefashos. Because according to that Tosis, that's the Tosis on what? Adaf Lamed Zayin. You're giving Shevach to God really for the other foods. If you're saying, God, you who created Nefashos Rabos, V'chesronan, you who created, you know, all types of human life, and you also met their basic needs by creating Lechem and Mayim, on top of that, you created the tanugim, the other foods that they can enjoy. The thrust of the bracha is really the second half. That's what you're making the bar in the fashas, but you're trying to show Chazdei Hashem that besides man's necessities like water and bread, you also created a whole world of food and things that man can enjoy. So there the Mayim is not being mentioned inherently. It's really to show the Chazdei Hashem and how appreciative you should be about these other Tanugim. Okay. Just mention Agavorcha. Yeah, the possibility on the floor is like this, that Rav Papa was saying that once you're in the category that you, the machayev of this bracha is a certain maisa achila, achilas kezayis, then the fact whether or not this qualifies as a nehenin is conditional should not play a role. As long as you're drinking the water for the purpose of, because you're tsame, you're thirsty, and you're drinking, in this case, of course, a revius, so that should be machayev in a bar nefashos. The fact that the object itself is a conditional kind of nanin, but so what? But meanwhile, in this instance, it is, and you're drinking the requisite shir. So therefore, it should be machayev. Maybe the machlok is simple. That according to Rabbi Yitzchak, he said that wherever there's a maisa achila, a certain maisa achila, to an object of nehenin. It's a maisa to a certain object that demands a bori nefashos. In other words, it's a maisa achila to a certain min. Okay? A dover shel hana. A certain object of hana. That was the machayev. But according to Rav Papa, it's a maisa achila of hana. It's abstract hana. It makes no difference what the status of the object is. Is this right now a maisa of a revius or a kezias of hana? And if it is, it demands a bari nefashos. I don't care what the particular entity is. According to Rabbi Yitzchak, he held no. It's not on the abstract hana. It's a maisa achila. And then the maisa achila, that quantity is a quantity of a certain kind of an object. An object shel hana. A chefza that is a dover shel hana. It's a nenin by its nature. And that's what's machayev, the bar nefashos. So that will exclude mayim. But if I say it just has to be an act of achila to an abstract hana of an abstract, a revius of hana. So then Mayim Litzama will qualify. Is it an achila of a chefetz shel hana, or is it an achila of hana itself? Is it achila sheyesh ba hana? That'll be the question. So in other words, Rav Ashi, there's two funny things in Rav Ashi's statement. One thing that's funny is he says, "Ana zimna dechin mekarna." That when I remember, avin dekachulo, I do like all of them. I mean, what does that mean? When I remember, well, of course, first of all, of course, when you remember, I mean, chayiv and mitzvahs, I mean, whatever. Statement is a very strange statement, especially for an amora to make. Furthermore, what does it mean to avin dekachulo? It shouldn't say avin dekachulo. It should say that he should say it's ana avdi kerav papa or hilchas kerav papa. But the answer is that what Rav Ashi is saying is that the different ideas let's say beya and kufra is because it's tovel aguf, because of nutritional value, that mechayev of bari nefashos is not superseded by the other ideas. Is that still a correct concept? That is really a correct concept. And why you make a bari nefashos for yiraka, that's a correct concept. And why you should even include mayim, that's another concept. And therefore what he was saying is, when I remember... He's not saying when I remember, that's when I make a bari nefashos. He's saying when I remember, avid nekechulo means I have those ideas in mind. I really have those ideas in mind. So if I'm eating an egg, I don't think I'm just doing it because I just did a Maisa Achila Kazayas of Hana, like Rav Papa's idea. I really do have in mind that a Bay of a Kufra has a certain nutritional value, and that concept itself is Mechayev in Bari Nefashas. Yes, of course, it's also Maisa Achila of Hana, no doubt. But each one of these ideas, one is not superseding the other. It's giving another Mechayev of Bari Nefashas. There are different Mechayevim of Bari Nefashas. It's true the more general ones will include the other ones, but that does not mean that the other ones were superseded. On the contrary, those are important qualitative Mechayevim, important ideas about those foods and why the Chayev in Bari Nefashas. So too, if you're eating, let's say, according to him, if you're eating pas dochan, or pasa, certainly pas orez. So, the reason why you're chayiv in a bar nefashos is because the chashivas of maisa kedera, that it's soyed. That's a different concept. That's another concept. And that's important. They're not being superseded. All the different ideas really are part of the system of halacha. That's what Rav Ashi is saying. Yeah, I mean, again, you know, if you don't accept that that's the pshat in the Gemara, I hear you. But I would say one thing, because someone just mentioned that in Amora, you mean he wouldn't remember the Kavanas? The answer is no. When it comes to Kavana, everybody is, Kavana is a difficult thing. You can remember, you can remember to make a bracha achroni. You can remember to say a bracha. You can remember to daven, etc. But whether or not you're going to have Kavana, you see everybody struggles with Kavana. And here it's remembering the specific Kavana of why you're making this Bari Nefashos. And you can even have a general idea of Bari Nefashos and still miss out on the particular Kavana. Anyone could be subject to that kind of thing. That's why he says, Ana, Zinna de Mikarna, when I remember. All right, so first we'll do the Gemara. So Gemara says, after Rav Ashi. So Gemara says, Tanan, Kol Shaton Bracha Lacharav, Ton Bracha Lefonav. V'yei Shaton Bracha Lefonav, Ein Ton Bracha Lacharav. This is a Gemara Nida, right? Bishlam Rav Yitzchak Barav Dimi Lafuki Yaraka. Yeah. This Mishnah is when it says that there are those that have a bracha before and not after, that will be excluding, that's exactly right, excluding Yeraka. Le Rav Yitzchak lafuki maya, el Rav Papa lafuki mai, lafuki mitzvos. Ulu b'nei ma'rava, de basa de masalki tfilayo, mevarchi, asher kitchamzat zivana, lishmor chukav, lafuki mai, Lafuki Reichani. So it's coming to exclude brachas on Reach. Yeah. So, alright. So there's an interesting tosis here. I have to admit, this is a tosis I heard in my early days in the yeshiva. So Tosa says, "Ulebnei ma'rava de mevarchen hachi baser v'chulei va'anan lo avdinen kibnei ma'rava." That we don't do what bnei ma'rava does, namely, we don't make a bracha of lishmor chukav when we take off our tefillin. The dafkele did who shahaya darkam l'salgam b'layla shaycha bracha de lishmor chukav ki detziv v'shemartes achukah hazos l'moadam yamim yamima v'gomer. Actually, I don't think you need the Gomer anymore. Avahanu shemesalkin osan b'chatzi ayom. Okay, but so they held a wad l'shmur chukav, and they used to take it off at night. That's because they did it because of the pasuk. Avahanu shemesalkin osan b'chatzi ayom, but we had to take it off midday. Oh, I feel in the salkin b'layla. But even if we should take them off when nightfall comes, Lo shaya chuka. It's applicable, not applicable, this concept of chuka. V'dafkele didhu, dikasavri laila lavzman tfilinu. Umiyamim yamima asalimute leilas. Shaycha bracha de chuka. Aval anan the kaimalan the leilas mantfilin hu. Va'anan masimin ha'pasuk. V'shamarta chuka b'pesach. Right, we hold that's talking about the korban pesach. Nothing to do with tefillin. Okay. And therefore, really, b'daraisa, we hold that you could put on tefillin at night. So therefore, we really hold midaraisa, you put on tefillin. But the only reason we don't do it is because the guy will perhaps flatulate. So even if we wait, what, to take them off until the evening, lo mevarchin. Afalgav danan kaimalon the Shabbos yont of lavzman tefillin. Afilo hachi lo mevarchin. Once again, what about us? Why don't we make the bracha at least when we take them off erev Shabbos, erev yontif? No. Still, no, we don't make a bracha even then. The daf would do the sphere lehu chuka kai atfilin mevarchina. It's only according to them that hold that chuka is going on tefillin. Would you make such a bracha? So, of course, what's going on here? What exactly is demanding this bracha? What's the question? Whether it's the raisa, we take it off for Shabbos and Yontif. What's going on here? That's the question. What kind of a bracha is this? And why don't we make it? Then Tosfos v'teida shrei inu nami lo yomivarchin al tefillin v'chudayim shidachzev b'chuka. Aval shar mitzvos gon tzitzis v'lulav v'sukkah lo yomivarchin. Yeah, you see, even they, it was only limited to that one thing where it says chuka. Then Tosfos asks, v'kash na v'matzu shnei achil afuki shar mitzvos afilu b'nei ra'rava. Yeah, why didn't the Gemara just answer the Mishnah to about shar mitzvos besides tefillin? That's a good tasha. Okay.
Didn't he get an answer to that one, Anita, because of Anita?
He has an answer?
Yeah.
See, what Tosis is saying here is you see, it's Vishamarta es hachuka. What Tosis learns is that if Shamarta Sachuka is referring to tefillin, then what the Torah is saying is that Balayla, you're supposed to be in a state of privation from tefillin. That's a state. It's just like, why do you have a mitzvah saseh and a mitzvah lo saseh on Shabbos? Or Yom Kippur, whether by Malacha or by Inui, it's the same problem. The Lo Saseh is Lo Saseh Kol Malacha. And then what's the Aseh? Lishbos. What does Lishbos mean? It means don't do work. Don't do Malacha. So the age-old question is, I mean, what's the Aseh? What's the Lo Saseh? It's completely a duplication. But the answer is it's not conceptually. In fact, it has a practical nafkamina, which is that the lo sasek malacha means don't do particular activities. Lishbos means that the gavra should be a shoves. He should be in a state of privation from malacha. Malacha is the normal state of man, is the normal thing of man. Sheshes yamim tasa malachtecha. And then the Torah wants you to be in a certain state on the seventh day, in a state of privation, privated from malacha. That's a state. That's a positive idea. That's an aseh. And in fact, if you do a malacha, you can no longer say you're a shoves. But of course, can you do more malacha? The answer is no, because there's still a lo saseh of lo sasa malacha. But there is a state in the Gavra, which is a state of privation. a state of privation. It's a state. It's the famous mushal of Aristotle. Although, I mean, today I don't care about the if the biology is not exactly correct based on what we know today, but Aristotle's famous example was the difference between a bat that has no sight and a human being. When he has no sight, you say he is blind. Why? Because by a human being, sight is the norm. So when he doesn't have sight, he's in a state of privation. And that's why there's a definition called blind. Whereas you would never say of a bat, the bat is blind. That does not make sense. Just like you wouldn't say a human being is crippled because he doesn't have wings. So the definition comes about because it's a state of privation. And that's the same thing by Yom Kippur, by Inui, the same thing. There's an aseh and a los aseh. One is a lach in the gavri. He should be privated from achila shesia, which is the norm. So what Tosis is saying is that B'nai Ma'arava, they made a bracha when they took it off at night, because taking off at night was observing the chukah, the shamartas achukah, the state of privation that the Torah demanded. The Torah demanded for some reason you should be in a state of privation from tefillin. But we who really hold that tefillin are midaraisi can wear at night, there's no privation. You just happen to be taking it off. You just happen to be taking it off. And even by Shabbos and Yantif, there it's not halacha in a state of privation. It's a separate reason that it's a contradiction with Shabbos and Yom Tov, but not because the Torah is looking for a state of privation from tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov. It's a separate reason. Only Belailah's v'shamartas achukah. And that's why Tosa says it only is going to apply to the mitzvah of tefillin. But nowhere else do you have such an idea. In the other cases, okay, sukkah is supposed to be 7 days. But not because you're supposed to be in a state of privation from sukkah on the eighth day. There's no such idea like that. This is it. You're supposed to commemorate this holiday 7 days, and that's it. You're supposed to pick up lulav 7 days. There's no idea of privation. Only if you have a state of privation is it shayach to say that you have such a bracha like that. That now you're in that, you're making a bracha on that kiyum, that you're now rendering yourself into a state of privation and observing the chukah of the Torah. That's the idea of Tosis. I can't remember if I heard it directly from, I'm pretty sure I heard it from Rebbe about 30 years ago. It has a bracha because there's a kiyum. So B'nai Ma'arava held there's a bracha. Now you get into a different question. Should you make brachas for kiyumim like that? It's a different question. That's that Yushalmi held you do. Tell us, it's only showing you why it makes sense to make a bracha there and nowhere else.
Right.
And it's when you take off the tefillin due to Laila, you're being Mekayim v'shamartas achukah. And that's Shayach HaBracha, according to Yushalmi. Tosis learned that Shabbos and Yantav is not an idea of privation. There could be other reasons.
Right.
Other things that are ma'akev or tell you not to do the mitzvah, but not because it's looking for a privation from tefillin.
Right.
Different reason. I know, but even without the, you see, even without the svara, I mean, there's a Gemara, Tosis is saying that definitely the natural gavra of the Jew is one who's ma'utar b'tfillin. Now you're asking, why is the Torah looking for a state of privation from tefillin? But the truth of the matter is, even without the svara, I mean, if you say, why did the Torah go out of its way, v'shamartes achukah, to tell you you're not allowed to put on tefillin at night? I mean, you could ask, you know what I mean? It's without the svara, you could ask a kasha like that. It is unusual in any case. Okay. Sarachim? Well, think about it.